Asperger's came into my life when I was 40 years old. I'm a pretty level-headed guy, but I was totally shocked by the diagnosis. Yep, the doctor said, you were born this way. I could not believe I had reached middle age without knowing such a hugely important thing about myself. I was amazed to learn that Asperger's is a kind of autism, because I thought everyone with autism was completely disabled. I'd always envisioned myself as a loner, a geek, and a misfit, but I would never have described myself as disabled. To me, being disabled meant having no legs or being unable to talk. Yet autism and so Asperger's was a disability. That's what the book said. I'm still not sure I believe that. The one shred of reassurance I got that first day was the knowledge that Asperger's isn't a terminal illness. You're not getting sicker, they told me, and it won't kill you. You're not actually sick at all. You're just different. Great, I thought. Very comforting. All of a sudden, the concept of people like me took on a whole new meaning. Moments before, I'd have described myself as a middle-aged white male. I was a successful business owner, a husband, and a father. Now, I was a guy with Asperger's. I was autistic. Everything else seems secondary to that new facet of me. This must be how it feels when you find you have cancer, I thought. I was still the same guy I had been the day before. I didn't feel sick, yet somehow, in a matter of seconds, my diagnosis had come to dominate my self-image. In the weeks that followed, I read everything I could about the diagnosis, and I began to relax. When I thought back on my life, Asperger's explained so many things. School had been hard for me, and I'd done some pretty unusual stuff after dropping out. My new knowledge of Asperger's brought those memories into focus, and I saw how the differences in my brain had shaped the course of my life in countless subtle ways. Yet I also realized that the success I enjoyed as an adult was real, and it wasn't going away. In fact, as I moved forward with new knowledge and confidence, I started to see my life get better every day. Later, with the benefit of this new knowledge, I studied my Aspergian son, now 21 years old, and thought about how he too used to struggle in school and in social settings. He was diagnosed when he was 16, 24 years earlier than me. I look at him today, and I see how much he's benefited from understanding how and why his brain is different from other folks. In many ways, he's the young man I could have been if only I had known what I had. I made it through life the hard way. He has the benefit of knowledge to rely on. That will make his path easier, and it can make yours easier too. Observed from the outside, Asperger's is a series of quirks and behavioral aberrations. Aspergians are not physically disabled, though an observant person might pick us out of a crowd by our unusual gait or even by our expressions. Most Aspergians possess all the body parts and basic abilities for the full range of human functions. We're also complete on the inside. When today's brain scientists talk Asperger's, there's no mention of damage, just difference. Neurologists have not identified anything that's missing or ruined in the Asperger brain. That's a very important fact. We are not like the unfortunate people who've lost millions of neurons through strokes, drinking, lead poisoning, or accidental injury. Our brains are complete. It's just the interconnections that are different. All people with autism have some kind of communication impairment. Traditional autistic people have trouble understanding or speaking language. If you can't talk or understand others, you are indeed going to be disabled in our society. The degree of impairment can vary greatly, with some autistic people totally devoid of speech and others affected in less substantial ways. Autistic people can also have impairment in the ability to read nonverbal signals from others. That's the kind of autism I have. It's what most people with Asperger's are touched with. The stories in this audiobook describe the ways in which I minimized the harm my communication impairment caused me while finding the gifts it conferred. Autism in its many forms is not a disease. It's a way of being that comes from this non-standard wiring in the brain. The latest science suggests we're most likely born different, or else we become autistic early in infancy. We don't develop Asperger's as teenagers. Life on the autism spectrum is the only life we've ever known. We will always be perplexed when we gaze at people who aren't on the spectrum, and they will always struggle to understand our unconventional way of thinking. Subtle brain differences often cause people like me to respond differently, strangely even, to common life situations. Most of us have a hard time with social situations. Some of us feel downright crippled. We get frustrated because we're so good at some things while being completely inept at others. There's just no balance. It's a very difficult way to live because our strengths seem to contrast so sharply with our weaknesses.